Hello, this is Stephanie.
And Mike.
And we're here at Pork Therapy Podcast.
Episode 2.
Episode 2. Woohoo.
Progress, baby.
Yeah. Well, the first one was so dang good that we had to make a second.
It is fun. I hope you're enjoying it.
And you can email us at porktherapy, P-O-R-C, therapy, at gmail.com to get your relationship questions answered on our podcast. Isn't that right, Mike?
That works for me. We had, surprisingly and pleasantly, some questions asked last time.
We sure did, yeah. I was really surprised that anyone would actually listen to us.
That's where the pleasant part comes in.
Yes.
So exactly. the question that we're going to deal with is about jealousy, basically, right?
Yes, it's about jealousy. But first, can we start our tradition? We're both anti-traditionalists here, but we decided that we're going to start one tradition, which is to first start off the show with some comments about the previous podcast that we encountered. And basically, last time we talked about cheating, and the only comment we received was about our shitty audio quality.
You can tell we're not cheating with the equipment.
No, we're, yeah.
But we're also not going to apologize for it. It's all we got. It's free.
Yeah,
If you guys all want to donate $10,000 each, we'll get some good equipment.
Yes, we will be happy to improve the audio quality if you give us some money. So why don't you go ahead and do that? And
Actually, if this show even becomes popular, I'll invest in better equipment. But for now, this is what you get. You can hear us. You can understand us.
Yeah, that's true. This person who commented didn't even bother to say anything about what we were saying. He just said, "Oh my God, I can't even stand it." A very big audiophile geek boy.
Yeah, more power to him.
Yeah,
but, you know,
maybe it was a good suggestion, but we can't really afford it right now. So, all right. So, should we get to our first question?
Sure.
All right. So, this question is from an anonymous person. We will keep all your names confidential unless you want us to read.
Yeah, I think that should be the rule. When we receive questions, the rule is anonymity unless you explicitly say use my name.
Yes, exactly. And we won't read your email address either if you email a question to porktherapy@gmail.com. Just a suggestion. Okay, so here our first question, the author writes, I'm single and I'm currently not looking. Well, there's an unusual thing.
Well, it's, it can happen.
For someone in the Free State Project.
Well, that's a good point. Actually, well, okay.
They may or may not be. We don't know.
Yeah, well, I was
anonymous.
That way for a while until relationships started finding me, then I enjoyed it.
That's usually how it happens, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
They find you when you're not even looking for them.
And thank God.
They just creep up on you. Okay, so this person says, all right, how does one deal with sexual jealousy and or envy, either in the case of an open relationship or in the case of a crush who doesn't reciprocate? And there are more parts to this question, but let's just address the first one first.
And actually, I'm going to tackle that last bit.
In the case of a crush
that doesn't reciprocate. In my opinion, that's not really jealousy. That's unrequited love or being spurned or something like that, but it's not really jealousy. But I guess we'll talk about it anyway.
Unless the crush is dating another person and doesn't want to date you.
Oh, okay. So the reason they're unrequited. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Yeah, okay. I guess it could apply in either situation. So, okay, so how does one deal with it?
Sexual jealousy. How does one deal
with the jealousy? That's a big thing, because jealousy is everywhere. So what do you want to talk about the causes of jealousy? Why do people get jealous?
Well, actually, that's the second part of his question, this person's question, which is a him. An anonymous male.
I think we spilled the beans.
The second part
We're fucking everything up, man.
Radio edit.
Yes.
I'll edit out the gender references. The question asker themselves state some possible reasons. I don't know if they realized it or did it intentionally or not, but I think one definite reason is a sense of ownership in a relationship. You're mine. I don't want to share you.
Oh, he didn't say that yet. We didn't read
Kidding.
I mean.
I know we haven't read the second part yet, but you're asking me, and I think that's one reason, one cause of jealousy. What do you think?
Is a sense of ownership?
Yeah.
Yes, I absolutely agree with that. I also think another cause of jealousy is insecurity about oneself.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Like you're not sure if you're satisfying, and so you're going to project those insecurities onto the other person.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that could be. And I'm not even saying that you are unsatisfying to them. Just the sense of that might cause jealousy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that. And And when that happens, you know, it really tends to drive the object of the jealousy away, I think, in most cases. You know, when someone is jealous and they feel entitled, they feel like they own me, at least, I feel like repulsed by that.
Well, that is a repulsive idea, but if that's the cause of the jealousy, and then they are jealous, mm-hmm. how they act on it is really what's going to matter. I mean, you might not even know they're jealous until they act. So if they don't act all controlling and self-righteous, then you're not... If they instead act, say, communicative,
mm-hmm. then that's right. It won't be repulsive. Oh, we forgot to do our slogan this time.
Oh,
God, we're really fucking everything.
Communication, where communication is the key in all relationships.
Yeah, what he said. That's right.
This is not linear. I can go back and edit that in the beginning. We're good.
Don't bother. This is like a Ridley-O style of podcast, I think. We're going to do a Ridley cast.
A podly.
All right, way, way off topic.
Yeah.
Okay, so he says, how does one deal with sexual jealousy in particular, and or envy?
So this might be already a habit, but I'm going to say that sexual jealousy can exist in poly relationships as well as monogamous. And it just, and in my opinion, it's still about communication.
In any relationship.
Yeah, in any relationship.
That's romantic or sexual in nature.
Right.
Yeah, I think so.
If another person is doing something sexual with, if your partner is doing something sexual with another person, and that's making you uncomfortable in any way, whether that's jealousy or another emotion, then if you don't talk about it with them and tell them what you're feeling and tell them why you're feeling it and tell them what would make you feel better and ask them if they're willing to change this or do that or whatever, if none of that communication happens, nothing will ever be fixed. You might end the relationship and move on to something else and cease the sadness, but you won't get to happiness.
Well said. I absolutely agree. And the underlying problem will still be there, which is that, you know, you didn't express how you were feeling.
Right.
And it created this problem, and you let the jealousy or whatever bad feeling you were feeling well up inside of you. And when that happens, it tends to explode.
Yep.
At the worst time.
Right. And if you don't take care of it with this relationship, it'll spring up in the next.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people who are jealous tend to be jealous in all their relationships.
That's certainly a possibility.
I think certain people are more jealous than others. What do you think?
You mean like hardwired? Some people are just prone to be more jealous than other people?
Maybe not hardwired, but it's very difficult to make a conscious effort to correct problems like low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that tends to be a source of jealousy.
Okay.
And so I've noticed people who go from relationship to relationship, and maybe they end because of jealousy or they end for another reason, but they're always jealous in every relationship that they're in.
I see.
You know?
Well, that could be. I don't know if I've experienced that kind of person. I don't doubt they exist. Mm-hmm. I have certainly experienced jealousy myself, mm-hmm. but I didn't end relationships because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's certainly not a comfortable feeling. But then, you know what? Neither is pain, but pain is there for a reason, or fear. Those aren't comfortable feelings, but they're there so that you're aware of certain surroundings and act differently to overcome them. And I think that's what jealousy is there for.
Hmm. I've never really thought about it that way.
Oh.
But that's very interesting.
Okay.
So what do you think the purpose of jealousy is? Like, in terms of evolutionary biology or whatever?
Oh, God. I haven't thought about it that deeply. The evolutionary purpose of jealousy? God, that would be an interesting study.
Well, I guess you want to be the one to pass on your genes. And so you found someone you want to reproduce with, and you're...
Yeah, but why wouldn't then, instead of jealousy, why wouldn't you just fly into a rage and kill the competing sperm or whatever?
Hmm. Well, that's a good question. Maybe they do sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have heard that, you know, when a monkey sees, when a male, like, chimpanzee sees a female chimpanzee getting with another male that's not him,
mm-hmm.
he'll go up to her and he'll, I can't really say this.
Sure you can. It's an explicit podcast. We're letting people
know. It is explicit,
yes.
That's true. Just thinking of my parents listening to this.
Oh. Well, we all know monkeys throw poo. Is it worse than that?
Oh, yeah, it's worse.
Okay, well, what is it? Whisper it and I'll say
it. Or maybe it's better. when a male monkey sees his female monkey partner fucking another monkey, he'll go up to her afterwards and he'll try to fuck the other monkey's jizz out of her, and he'll do it like harder and fat and have a bigger orgasm.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's people have observed that.
I mean, that could obviously be related to evolution, but do you think that could be related to jealousy? Are we personifying?
Oh yeah, I absolutely think that's jealousy, because I mean because that monkey is trying to be the one to pass on his genes. Only one sperm is going to get to that monkey egg.
So then it's direct. You're saying it's directly related to controlling. I want to control this female. I want to control the evolution of my genes, the progeny.
I think it's just related by a desire to perpetuate oneself. You know, I think it's that.
And you think all sexual jealousy is like in humans? I don't know if it's. It might be.
It might be. It might stem from that, but humans are so much more complicated.
Yes, yeah. There's all those crazy emotions.
Yeah, absolutely. But I do think jealousy is primarily an aggressive, angry emotion, right? Or maybe it can be a sad one, too.
I think it could also be a sad one or a reflective one. I don't think it has to be angry.
Yeah.
In fact, I think if you just, you know, step back from your passion when you're feeling the jealousy, and relax a little bit, and before you communicate or before you deal with it, then it doesn't have to be angry. It could just be inquisitive or somber or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That brings up a good point, which is, I think the outcome of jealousy is determined by how you channel that jealousy and what direction you put it in. Are you going to use your jealousy to, you know, fly into a rage and, you know, hurt the other person that you see your partner with?
Emotionally or physically.
Right. Are you going to just take it in on yourself and just brood and be sad and mope around in your room and be all emo?
Jealousy is an opportunity to strengthen the relationship. If you communicate about it and say, you know, I'm going to use me and, let's say I had a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I said to my girlfriend, you know, you're spending a lot of time with Joe, a lot more than with me, and in a flirty way, and I'm really feeling jealous about that. I don't feel you spend enough time with me, or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's very possible that if she loves me or we're close to each other and intimate with each other, she might say, you're right, I'm going to try and spend more time with you. Or she might then realize how much I mean to her and emphasize how much that I mean back to her.
Mm-hmm.
It just might make what we have even stronger. No? Did I not explain that well?
No, you did explain that well. I'm just thinking about what you said, and I think that's absolutely true. And I think that's an example of a good way for someone who's on the receiving end of jealousy to handle it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you really care about someone who's jealous of you, you need to emphasize to them that you matter, that person matters.
Yep.
And that...
And just like apologies, it's more than just saying it. You have to act it and show it.
Absolutely. Yes, actions speak much louder than words when it comes to jealousy. But at the same time, on the, you know, just to play devil's advocate, someone can have unreasonable jealousy.
Oh, absolutely. But that would also be resolved or discovered in communication.
Yes.
If I say, you know, you're spending way too much time with Joe and not enough time with me, and my girlfriend says, I talk to Joe once a year for 5 minutes.
Right.
Well, obviously I'm overreacting, and we need to talk about why I feel jealous about 5 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of arbitrary what's too much and what's, you know...
Right, it's going to be up to each, you know, coupling or pairing of people. It's going to be up to each individual and the people they're relating with what's too much or too little for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where communication comes into play,
just
like it always does in every relationship, because
in fact,
it's the key.
You could try and even head off jealousy by saying things that you wouldn't mind seeing the other person do. Like, you're in a healthy relationship, and I might say to my girlfriend, you know, I really don't mind if you, you know, go out to ladies' night with your girlfriends, but not to fetish night with your boyfriends. That would make me feel bad. So she wouldn't do it, knowing.
Right. Fetish night.
Yeah, well, whatever. I personally wouldn't care, but that's an example.
There you go.
Set your limits ahead of time. I also want to say at least one more thing about jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and I learned this from the book called Ethical Slut. I learned how to...
great book.
Yeah, it's a fantastic book. I learned how to basically codify this thought, and that is that if you're jealous because the person you love is possibly loving another, or you're not sure, or that is the case, there isn't a finite amount of love. Just because my girlfriend loves me, for example, doesn't mean she loves her mom any less, or her best friend any less. Those are different kinds of love. Or if you're in a poly relationship, just because she loves me doesn't mean she loves her other loves any less. There's not, like, you can't... there's not a certain amount of love someone has, and they have to dole it out between so many people. And the more people involved, the less amount of love each one gets. That's just not how love works.
Yeah. I agree. I think it builds on itself.
Yeah.
And, you know, something that I've heard people say before that I like is that, you know, you might love your mother and your father, and you love them both, but just because you love one of them, it doesn't mean you love the other one less.
That's a good example. Or if you have multiple children, if you want to go the other direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Same thing.
I mean, that's a family... It's a different kind of love. It's not a romantic kind of love.
Right.
It's a you know, family bond.
But
I think it still applies.
And you might argue that there are only 24 hours in a day. So if you had 24 lovers and you gave an hour each, mm-hmm. well, if you took on a 25th lover, then someone was going to have to suffer.
Something has to
give. something's got to give. And, you know, that is the case. I mean, even those are silly numbers, but you've got a job, you've got hobbies, you've got other things, and there's only so much time in a day. Well, you're going to have to decide, you and the people you're relating with are going to have to decide how much time is enough to spend with each other and mean something to each other.
Yes.
And if you cross that line, then you'll have to communicate with it, or you might have to decide, well, I really only want to spend this much time, and if you want more than that, I can't give it.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be the end of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I'm trying to tie this all back to jealousy.
Yeah. Did we actually answer his question?
I don't know.
We didn't talk about the self-ownership thing. That was something I really wanted to touch on, because that relates to the philosophy. Okay, so the second part of this individual's question was, more specifically, jealousy and envy are somewhat similar to a sense of ownership or entitlement, which is obviously contrary to the principle of liberty and self-ownership, even in the realm of relationships. Should we talk about that statement?
Sure.
What do you think?
I think it's correct. I think we kind of hit on it, and basically he's saying, if jealousy or envy is similar to ownership or entitlement, like, I love her, so she must love me back, or she must love me as much,
or I love her, and therefore I can control her.
I can control whom she's allowed to love or like or be with.
Right.
And that is the opposite of every individual can control themselves.
Right.
Of
Absolutely.
Self-ownership. If you're doing that, then she no longer has self-ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're using he and she as just an example.
And if you love someone, if you truly love someone, wouldn't you want them to be able to be who they are to their fullest potential and be able to just be free to live as they want to? I guess.
Would think so. I mean, if instead you want to cage them and limit them to only expressing this much emotion at this much directed at this many people, you're changing them and you're not really loving them. You're loving who you want them to be.
Mm.
Right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it.
Is there more to his question?
There is. So it seems hard to It seems to be harder to prevent emotion from overpowering reason when it comes to relationships than with inanimate objects. And he gives an example of of someone French kissing his vacuum cleaner, and that he wouldn't feel jealous about that, I guess.
Well, I would completely agree that there are...
A vacuum cleaner can't love you back.
Right.
Right?
How about a dog, though?
Hmm,
I don't think a dog can love you back. I think you're personifying. I've done it. But
I've never had a dog. I don't know.
Or a cat or a pet of any kind.
Any animal,
right.
Yeah.
It's
it
just
loves you because you feed it.
Well, right. And it loves you because you're reading its thoughts.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not reading it. You're putting its thoughts into its head. It's feeling whatever you say it's feeling, because that's the only communication there is. Humans can communicate.
Yeah, I think to say that an animal can love someone...
No, I'm saying they can't.
Oh, I know, but I think people who say that are like anthropomorphizing that.
Right, that's what I think.
Yeah.
And but it's almost irrelevant, because if you do say that an animal can love you back, then fine, let's group it in the same group as human relationships, and let's just discuss what that means. Can you scroll down a little bit?
Sure.
We're
doing this in the pork therapy studio.
It's
very, very high tech.
It seems to be harder to prevent emotion from over when it comes to relationships. Okay, so basically this last part of the question says emotion is much harder to control, and I guess the emotion would be jealousy in this case, is much harder to control when you're dealing with people or loved ones than you are with I love pizza or I love my motorcycle objects.
Yes.
Is that what he's saying?
Absolutely.
Okay, and I completely agree.
Mm.
And I guess, I'm not sure if this really answers this statement, but I would say that all right, I'll use me as an example. When I'm really passionate about something, I tend to stop. stop the discussion because I know I'm going to say things that I regret.
You do.
And
I've noticed that.
Okay. And so what I do is act, and I don't just, and I don't just stop. I tell the other person, look, I'm not able to have this conversation right now. I'm too emotional about it. Let's just take a break for an hour or a day or whatever.
I know.
And then come, and then come back and, you know, and then I do come back and we discuss it once I've calmed down. Not only have I been able to have time to get some more thought about the issue, but all my hormones, whatever, all my emotions, all my passion is,
oh, no, emotions are very hormonally linked.
Okay, yeah, is, they've subsided. They've gone back to normal levels, and I can think more clearly and more calmly about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that really addresses what he's saying in the statement, but...
I don't know what he was saying, but it was pretty awesome that he said something about
tonguing a vacuum cleaner. Boy, I'm glad this isn't a video podcast.
Oh, yeah, same here. We might have been doing a little demonstration.
Come on, Hoover.
Oh, man. Okay, so did we answer his question? Do you have any thoughts?
We talked about his question.
Yeah, we talked about it. Well, the question was discuss.
Yes.
It ended with discuss. It didn't say to anyone, specifically.
Yeah, to anyone listening, including the person who wrote this question, if you want to talk about more from a different angle or if we missed something, write it in. We'll continue it.
And you can email us at porktherapy, P-O-R-C, therapy@gmail.com.
And you can also, if you're listening to this...
You can also find us on the web.
Yeah.
We have a new website, don't we?
It's,
we should have announced that at the beginning.
Well, we can edit it back in, but we're not going to. Okay.
Oi, put it all off.
So you can find, if you're listening to this, you probably already know, but you can find us on the web at porktherapy.podbean.com. That's P-O-R-C therapy. podbean.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can subscribe to this podcast in iTunes. Just search for Pork Therapy. Two words. P-O-R-C therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
Hey, thanks for listening and thanks for writing in your questions. Write in more.
Thank you. Bye.